This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Hello, everyone. It's Sean Jackson, your host, and I am not joined, as always, by the cheerful or positive or otherwise fun to be with Micah Gadea. Why? Because Micah's on vacation this week, and she's left me behind to go spend time with her family and kids on a beach somewhere. So I'm all alone. There's no one to go against my witty repartee. There's no one to laugh at my double entendres. It's just you and me, listener, on the podcast today. But you know what? We don't have to be alone, do we? That's right. I'm talking about that private LinkedIn discussion group we have going on. Yes, I have to tell you, loyal listeners, how much I appreciate all of the insight, all of the questions, all of the resources that we're sharing together on that very private LinkedIn discussion group. It has been phenomenal. Every day, someone is asking a great question, providing great advice, sharing great resources. And I have to thank all of you for participating in the Missing Link group on LinkedIn. And for those of you who wonder what the heck I just talked about, well, it's very easy. What you need to do is join our group. So how do you do that? It's very simple. If you're in the continental United States, I want you to pick up that phone right now, the one right in front of you. And I want you to open up your text messaging and send a text to 41411 with the keyword MyLink. All one word, don't let it autocorrect, MYLINK. You hit send, you'll subscribe to our SMS, and we will send you a link to that discussion group. If you're one of our international listeners, then it's very easy. Just send an email to missinglink@rainmaker.fm, and we'll get you invited into that LinkedIn group. And join us over there. Join us as we go through this journey together. And trust me, there's no dumb questions. Well, actually there are, but it's usually always me that asks them. But for you, listener, that's never the case. So join us in the LinkedIn discussion. So for today's show, I wanted to address one of the biggest complaints I hear about LinkedIn. And that is, you know, LinkedIn is great, but buying ads on LinkedIn is too expensive. I don't get the results, Sean. I'd love to spend more money buying ads, but damn it, I just can't get the response rate there to justify doing that. So I know a lot of people have had questions on the discussion group about LinkedIn ads and their effectiveness. And today we have a very special guest to help address that. Janet Driscoll Miller is an expert in using LinkedIn for her clients and helping them drive business, including buying LinkedIn ads. So with that said, when we come back from the break, we're going to go through detailed case studies and address that concern head on with our very special guest, Janet Driscoll Miller. So stay tuned.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back, everyone. And as promised, we are going to get into LinkedIn ads. Are they worth it? Are they not? Can you do anything with them? And to join us is Janet Driscoll Miller, CEO and president of Marketing Mojo. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sean.
I am so excited to have you here. Tell our listeners a little bit about you and Marketing Mojo and what you guys do.
Sure. So I've been working in digital marketing for well over 20 years now, and I formed this company. Actually, this is our 10th year. Originally, we were Search Mojo, and LinkedIn, in part, is one of the reasons we changed our name to Marketing Mojo, because we extended beyond paid search because of all the great benefits we found in platforms like LinkedIn and all the great demographic targeting. So we knew we had to change our name. So about a year and a half ago, we changed to Marketing Mojo, and the rest is history. We've been doing a lot of great work with LinkedIn, as well as Facebook advertising, to gather demographics to help us target better, even on the paid search side.
So I want to tell our listeners how we met Janet, because I was just fascinated by this. And this was several years ago, folks. And so Janet and I and Jabez LeBret were on a panel together, and it was like the last panel of the conference. Yeah. But the room was quite full, right? And so Jabez gets up there, and I know what Jabez is going to talk about. And he talks about groups, and I'm talking about some black hat techniques on LinkedIn that you shouldn't do, or why, you know, to be careful of. And so we kind of known each other, Jabez and I did. And then you get up, and I'm going to tell the audience, Jabez and I were blown away by your presentation, Janet. The story that you shared of how you used LinkedIn, how you literally went from a Google ad buy to a LinkedIn ad buy, and the results and that you got from that blew us away. And the audience was aghast. They're like looking at these charts and going, oh my gosh. So Janet, for the benefit of our audience, please, please share some case studies on how you've used LinkedIn advertising effectively.
Sure. And like I said, part of the reason we even changed our name was because we saw as a company how effective this demographic targeting was. One of the greatest challenges we saw with paid search was, while we're using AdWords and keywords can be very telling about the demand that's out there and what someone's looking for, you don't really know who that person is when they're searching. And unfortunately, as sophisticated as Google AdWords is with a lot of different information, they really don't have very good B2B targeting. There's a lot of demographic information missing there. So we decided to branch out and try out LinkedIn. And with this beta customer, it's a company that is an IT management services company, and they do monitoring software, monitoring, database monitoring, et cetera. And the challenge was we were trying to target very, very specific people, which we couldn't really do in AdWords except through keywords. And so in using LinkedIn, what we were able to do was really target with very specific messages, very specific pain points to their business audiences and find people to bring them in. And the result was, when we compared a four-month study of AdWords alone versus AdWords combined with LinkedIn demographic targeting and using retargeting through AdWords, what we found was we were able to spend significantly less, about half the budget or less of that than that. We were able to increase the number of conversions by as much as double or more. And what everyone really cares about, of course, is pipeline and sales. And ultimately what happened with our case study was that we saw a 281% increase in sales, 281%. Huh. And then we saw a 1,200% increase in pipeline, meaning we were creating opportunities out of that. So we're talking about a product that costs, at best, best case scenario, $20,000, you know, entry fee to start playing with this software. We were wanting to target the right people, and to have that type of increase in only 4 months was just absolutely revolutionary. So we knew we had something great with LinkedIn.
Now everyone knows why Jabez and I were blown away by Janet's presentation. But I want to drive in on this a little bit more, Janet, because, what really got me was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were buying ads on LinkedIn to drive them to a landing page and setting a Google retargeting cookie on that landing page to follow them around. Am I essentially correct?
That's correct. And LinkedIn today currently still does not have its own retargeting capabilities. So that's why we coupled it with Google AdWords.
I love that. See, that to me was what really got me, is how you took a medium like LinkedIn, driving them to a landing page using another platform like Google retargeting to, again, follow them around to constantly engage. Because, again, you know that this person clicked because you have that demographic data in LinkedIn. They clicked to this page. They didn't transact on the page, but you're following them around, driving them back to the page. That was brilliant. I had a big clap, by the way, right here. I still to this day, even though it was several years ago when you presented it, I still to this day think that that framework and model is awesome. But damn it, Janet. Rocky Horror Picture fans rejoice. Yes, damn it, Janet. Let's face it, a lot of people are saying ads are too expensive and there's just not enough volume to justify it. What would you say to somebody that had that as their objection?
So first, let me say that there's two different types of advertising on LinkedIn. And so there's the marketing solution side, which is managed by LinkedIn and requires a $25,000 minimum investment to get started. Those are the banner ads you see on LinkedIn. And then there's self-serve, is what they call it at LinkedIn, which are text ads and so forth. Now, the challenge with the marketing solutions version, which is the banner ads, and we did a lot of testing with both text ads as well as banner ads, was that they guarantee the impressions on the banner ads. And so sometimes you have to increase your targeting to a larger group than you would like. You can't be as niche with your targeting with that group because they want to guarantee a certain number of impressions over a certain time frame. So we didn't find it to be as successful for many of our clients, and it was a very large cost, initial cost to get in. Now, from the text ad side, like any platform, it's evolving. And as the word gets out and people get impressed and excited about these stats I'm telling you about, more folks want to get into that bidding structure. I will tell you that what we're seeing in LinkedIn today is a move towards mobile. And unfortunately, LinkedIn hasn't been great at getting new types of ads onto the mobile platform, but a lot of folks are using LinkedIn on the mobile device now more than the desktop. So what we found is that you can use sponsored updates, and that actually works in some cases better than the traditional ads, and because sponsored updates are the one type of advertising that you can see in LinkedIn via mobile. So I highly recommend that. You can still do a lot of the very specific targeting.
Now, sponsored updates, that is something that an individual can buy. They don't need to go through ad sales at LinkedIn. They can go into LinkedIn, create an account, and do the self-serve model to do the sponsored updates.
That is correct. That is correct. And also another area we found really that worked very well in both the case study I mentioned earlier and for many clients we worked with past there is to get some very niche targeting. You can go to groups. You know, you were talking about a LinkedIn group earlier. LinkedIn groups are very active. So you know that they're very active users in those groups because they're having discussions. And so that's a great place to be putting ads as well. We find those are very responsive. But I will say sponsored updates has been, especially this year with the year of mobile, it has been one of our best performing ad units.
So what are other some tips that you would recommend? I mean, let's talk about budget first off, okay? Because, you know, yes, it's great if you have $25,000 a month to spend. There's a lot of flexibility in that. But, you know, quite frankly, people want to try. They want to test. They want to do something. What is some tips around that? What kind of budget are we looking at for testing? What are some things that people can do right now after listening to you to start experimenting with ads in a cost-effective manner?
So one thing I will let you know is that when you do this demographic targeting on the self-serve basis, you do have a requirement of at least 1,000 people in a group, which actually surprisingly is not that hard to reach in many cases. I mean, I had to try and target casino managers in the United States. How many casino managers are there? Like, I really thought that can't be that many people, but I definitely got over 1,000. So there are folks out there on LinkedIn. So just know that you have to be careful about being too niche, but typically that's not an issue. From a budget perspective, one thing, using the AdWords in LinkedIn combination, if you're going to do the retargeting, one thing you want to keep in mind is you don't want too low of a budget because you're spreading your budget across two platforms. And if you put too much into one platform and not into the other, then you're not going to get the return that you want. However, I will say retargeting on that side tends to be more cost effective in the clicks that follow. So I would be willing to put more of my budget towards LinkedIn. And because we know who those people are, can really seriously demographically target them. And then once I pull them in, the retargeting is a lot cheaper. So I don't have to spend quite as much on the Google AdWords side. But I will tell you that depending on your industry and who you're trying to target, I would definitely not spend probably less than $5,000 a month across those platforms if you can avoid it. But it depends, again, on how niche you're trying to get. But we generally recommend out of the gate, think about starting with 5,000. You can start with less. There's no limit or minimum limit to how much you spend on LinkedIn, but I will say that's probably a realistic number.
And that makes sense. I mean, that's true even if you're running Google AdWords, right? I mean, you have to have money to experiment with advertising. That's why it is inherently all advertising is expensive. Yes, you can buy, you know, a per ad cost may be fairly cheap, but you have to have enough money to do the type of testing to see what's effective. But this is where, again, I can't stress enough to the audience, this idea of combining LinkedIn with the Google retargeting capability is huge in my opinion, because again, Google content retargeting is less costly and LinkedIn ads are rich ads insofar as you know who was clicking them. And now you can start to pair those two data sources together. Oh my word. I just love it. Love it. Love it. So Janet, are you primarily working with B2B people? Is that big B2B enterprise?
We do work with quite a few enterprise corporations and then some smaller startups or smaller software companies. But we also work with B2C. We use typically go to Facebook for the B2C. But Facebook also has some, they've expanded their demographic targeting with jobs and business information. But I'd still say LinkedIn is the king when it comes to the information on business information. And people tend to be fairly honest on LinkedIn because they want to get a job.
So, right.
You know, that's a lot of the reason. They're networking, they want to get jobs. So they tend to be pretty honest or at least forthright about the type of industry they're in. Although I know that you and Javez were scaring the heck out of me with fake IDs and all this stuff. But I haven't really run into that too much, thankfully. And so I still think LinkedIn for business is going to be one of the best platforms and best bets you can do.
And I think that goes right to the heart of it, is that the complaints about it being expensive are probably true, but it's also who you are targeting if you're doing it in mass, right? There are some great B2C plays. But again, in a B2C spend, you're talking about tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And in a B2B space, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But normally, what you are selling tends to be a little bit more expensive to boot. So is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah. And think about it this way. As marketers, you know, how many times have we had this conversation with the salespeople in B2B who are saying, I want quality and quantity?
Yeah. So
the old quality quantity debate.
Right.
At least the benefit of LinkedIn is you know exactly who you're talking to.
Right.
They're very high quality. And if you do the tracking, if you're going to do testing and you test it against AdWords, again, that example I gave about the pipeline, track it all the way through to opportunity and sale and see how many of those people came from LinkedIn. And what you'll find, depending on how long your sales cycle is, but over time, you'll find those are some of the highest quality leads out there, especially over just AdWords and the keyword advertising alone.
Well, Janet, this has been fantastic information. And I cannot thank you enough for sharing it, because it has, the story has carried with me, and how the way that you guys put this together. And I think it's also amazing that you changed your company name to sit there and reflect the fact that you went beyond just search and looked at LinkedIn as part of that mix. And that alone, I think, is evident of the fact that there is a lot going on LinkedIn, especially combining it with other platforms to really be able to get results. And I cannot thank you enough for sharing that story and for giving us the great insights that you have.
Oh, thank you, Sean. I was glad to be on today.
So the big takeaway from the interview with Janet, and I really, really think this is the most important, is that yes, ads are expensive on LinkedIn. However, they're best used in context with other platforms like Google retargeting. And I cannot stress that enough, because to me, it is goes from this idea of, well, I buy an expensive ad, they don't convert, hence I'm all, you know, pissy about this thing. I understand that. I also believe that by buying ads and then retargeting those individuals, and that's the key, the individuals, because you know who they are, by retargeting them and tracking that conversation, that loop back, so when they come back to that landing page, is extremely valuable. You know, we really live in a more sophisticated time period in online marketing, where it's not just one thing that is the end-all be-all. It is usually an amalgamation of multiple things. And I think Janet's story, the success that she had, that was hugely insightful into what you should be doing. So always remember that this LinkedIn journey we're going on together, you know, it really is a process of learning. While Mike is not here with me today and I'm a little bit alone, you don't have to be alone. Why? Because you can join our group on LinkedIn and send that text message if you're in the U.S. to 41411 with the keyword MyLink. Or if you're international, just send an email to missinglink@rainmaker.fm. So you can join the discussion that is already going on with all of the loyal listeners of the show, so that we can all be on this journey together. Well, that's it for me, my lonely self. No one to laugh, no one to sign off with. But I truly, truly appreciate you. And thank you again for listening to this episode of The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link, exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.